The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the feast of St. Paul's conversion, and I think historically we can consider it one of the pivotal moments in Christianity, especially Paul, as he was the apostle to the Gentiles, and those of us, the many who are Gentiles here today, certainly have St. Paul to thank for his tireless efforts in preaching. I might recommend, if you have the time today, to pick up one of St. Paul's letters in the scripture and read right through it. Perhaps not Romans, that's the longest one. But if you're adventurous, then you can go ahead and read through Romans. The other ones are a little bit shorter, but you can read through them and see how it is he's presenting his case to a specific community at a specific time. But if you were to take the whole of the Pauline corpus together, you would see the love that compels St. Paul to write, the love that compels St. Paul to travel, the love that compels St. Paul to risk it all for love of Jesus. So what is then the gospel, the euangelion that Paul preaches, is a word about the sovereignty of Jesus. It's a word about the fact that Jesus is king and his rule has come and is coming into the world. He is a herald of the good news. He must proclaim, not just with his mouth, but with his heart and with his life, he must proclaim the good news of Jesus' kingship. My friends, it's ours to be taken over by that kingship, to be claimed by Jesus, who is our king and the world's true king, and to have him, allow him to make our very lives a proclamation of that same kingship. And if we're to look for how that is to happen, we can certainly look to St. Paul and his writings and his travels and his travails. We can look also to the cross of Jesus, because the cross of Jesus is the fullest expression of his kingship. So we see that to rule as Jesus rules is to serve. It's to give ourselves away in love. It's service of our neighbor to the point of self-sacrifice. And as we do that, as we are caught up, right? So first, we're caught up in the love of God. We have that conversion experience, just like St. Paul, that we encounter Jesus and we are overcome with his love. So then his love pouring out not only then in us, but overflowing us, can we reach out to the world, to go out with our mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus' saving kingdom come to earth.